Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daniel Jeremiah talking about what kind of player the Lions are looking at 29 if they are unable to move up. This morning on draft morning, there are reports that the Lions are interested in making a move up, targeting perhaps an edge rusher or a corner. I kind of see that being the case. There are some dots that we have connected that lead us to believe it might be what's going on behind closed doors, that top bucket of players. Sounds like the Lions have 15 players in it. So if they get near the bottom of that bucket, if it looks like it'll be empty by the time they're going to pick at 29, look for them to perhaps try to get aggressive tonight. Usually the groundwork for these deals have been laid days ahead of time. So today's the day. It's draft day. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson at our draft headquarters at Buffalo Wild Wings, just across from backstage at the NFL draft. Downtown bustling with excitement this morning as we made our way down here. Kang's back in our studios. And guys, all right, in the past, we've done our own mock drafts. And they were easy to do when the Lions were near the top of the mock draft because we could eliminate a bunch of players that were almost positive or off the board. It was much harder to do at 29. Now that we are at the draft, we're going to give this a shot. And we're going to have people call up and tell us who the pick is tonight, who you want the pick to be. Maybe not who the pick is. A better way to put it is who you want the pick to be. But not only do we have you tell us who you want the pick to be at 29, and within reason, right? Don't come at us with Dallas Turner. Don't come at us with Terrion Arnold. And there are some, if you make a ridiculous pick, we'll veto it.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Yeah, but the other thing we want to do this year is, and what's the backup plan? Who's number two on your board? So that if your guy is gone, you would go with this guy as number two. So as you've thought this through and you get closer and closer and you hear the names, what name excites you the most and say, yep, that's the guy I want. And who would be your backup plan? 248-539-9797. Let's start lining them up. Detroit GMs out there, you make the pick. And Gator, I will start.
Okay.
At 29, the pick is in. With the 29th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select edge rusher Chop Robinson, Penn State. Houston, and I think it's exactly what they need opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. On top of that, I like a lot about the way that the athleticism, high RAS score, and really, I thought when I saw him turn the corner, quarterbacks were dead. And so I'm going Chop Robinson at 29. Now, the backup plan.
Here we go.
If Chop is gone, I think the pick should be Zach Frazier, interior offensive lineman from West Virginia. You talk about checking boxes that are important to the Lions. Three-time team captain, heavyweight wrestling champion, the story of him breaking his leg and crawling off the field so West Virginia didn't have to use a timeout late in the game. These are the kinds of things I think mean a lot to the Lions organization. In my reprogramming, I got Zach Frazier as the number two guy. So Chop Robinson is plan A. Plan B, Zach Frazier if Chop is gone.
Well, I respect that, and I would have no problem with either of those players. I went a different route. I'm looking at the corner position, and the pick is in. With the 29th selection in the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select cornerback Cooper DeJean.
Wow.
Iowa. Now, we've discussed, you and I both think he's a sleeper that might be moving up in the draft, and the Lions might have to trade up to get him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's gone or if they're unable to facilitate that trade, the backup plan would be cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry.
You're going Kool-Aid too, huh?
I'm going with corner. And I think that a position that I'm starting to say I don't think it's going to be something for the Lions in the first round is offensive line. And I say that because I think what the Lions view here is getting playmakers and guys that can step up and play right away. And when you hear that there's talk of them moving up now, they're moving up to take a – if they're going to move up, it's going to be to take a player that's going to play from day one. And it's not that the offensive lineman can't or won't. We know injuries take place, and, of course, that's going to happen. And if they were to take an interior offensive lineman who can play center, that they're going to get all the practice time in the world because of Frank Ragnow's practice situation. But to me, corner is the area where you can get you can still get CB1 because I don't think CB1 is defined with the Lions.
Kang, you're on the clock, my friend.
Man, I've gone back and forth so much this week, guys. But now that the day is here, Christmas is here, and I look at the presents and I say, what do I want to be in that present? What do I want to unwrap? And the pick is in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If everything goes right for me at the 29th pick, defensive tackle Illinois, Johnny Newton. I love this guy. Okay, he played defensive tackle last year. And he's kind of a Holmes guy because he had a foot issue. Okay, so I feel like but he toughed through. But he toughed through it. He had a foot, but he played the entire year anyways. And he even said it's just something I had to grind through. I think this guy is a different type of guy. He's not DJ Reader. He's a get pressure on the quarterback guy. And you got to look at the future contracts. Yesterday they spent a lot of money. Can they afford to bring a guy like Aleem McNeil back on a huge deal? I think this does both. Great player. Also cheaper. My fallback, though, is Kool-Aid McKinstry. If Johnny Newton's off the board, I'm with Gator. Best available corner. I know they don't do it by position, but he might be also the best available player. They go back to the Alabama pipeline. Kool-Aid McKinstry is my backup.
All right, people, make the pick for the Lions and give us the backup plan if your guy goes off the board before the Lions pick. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the phones. We go to Patrick. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Happy draft day.
Hey.
You too.
I would have to go with Kool-Aid McKinstry at one. I think he's not a flashy player, but only giving up one touchdown in two seasons is pretty wild to me. And then as a backup plan, I would go with the center or the interior offensive lineman from Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah, he's an interesting player and probably doesn't have like all the off the field stuff that we rave about with Zach Frazier that all sounds like Lions type of stuff. Jackson Powers Johnson is no slouch at that position, and he would be a very good pick as well. All right, thank you very much, Patrick. 248-539-9797. Make the pick for the Lions and give us the backup plan. We go to Otis. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Otis?
First pick for me would be Braden Fisk at 29, defensive lineman. Phenomenal. You watch film on him. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yep. And then my second pick would be I would trade up to go get Verse.
Well, what's the backup plan? It's not about your backup plan would be, because, I mean, if you get there and Fisk is gone, Verse will be gone too. What would be your backup plan at 29?
the edge rusher from Missouri.
Darius Robinson, yeah. The thing about Darius Robinson that really interests me is that he has played both inside and out.
Yep.
And when I hear that, that screams Lions. I think that's the kind of thing they love. They can line him up at defensive tackle. They can line him up at the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Hell, they line Aiden Hutchinson up in the middle of the defensive line at times. So I think this is the type of thing that they like a lot. Thank you very much, Otis. 248-539-9797. Make the pick for the Lions. Who do you want it to be?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.